The Czech Centre London has prepared a special dance showcase for the upcoming Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which will present three highly acclaimed Czech contemporary dance groups, giving them a chance to show their stuff at the largest arts festival in the world. During her recent visit to Prague, I had a chance to speak to the director of Czech Centre London, Tereza Porybná, and began by asking her why they specifically chose contemporary dance as a medium to represent Czech culture at the festival.
We opted for dance because it communicates well internationally. You don't need any subtitles, any translation. Also, we believe that the Czech dance scene is quite interesting and it deserves an opportunity to go abroad and form new contacts and see the competition as well, because Fringe is extremely competitive and offers every year over 20,000 premieres of new stuff, including contemporary dance. And in terms of the exact groups, we are bringing Spitfire Company and Damuza Theatre with a solo performance called One Step Before the Fall. The interesting thing about this performance is that it's also a musical performance. It's a cooperation between the dancer Markéta Vacovská and singer and composer Lenka Dusilová, who is creating music for this performance live during each performance. And it's a beautiful piece. I like it very much. Our second piece is Miřenka Čechová and Tanter Horse with She is Nancy Joe. This performance was especially popular in the United States. It won the Best of Dance award by Washington Post and had really beautiful reviews. I think part of the reason is that it's a political statement as well as an artistic statement. It deals with the issue of transgender and identity. It's also solo performance, and Miřenka Čechová uses graffiti projections behind her and hip-hop music, and she combines a huge range of dance techniques, including hip-hop, pop and log, breakdance, and classical ballet. And the last performance is a little lighter. It's Verte Dance with What is the Weight of Your Desire, and that deals with the classical dance topic of love and men and women relationships.
How did you select these troupes, and if you were involved in selecting the specific pieces as well?
I saw all the pieces because I'm quite interested in dance, so I saw them anyway. But obviously we wanted to include people who are professionals in the field. So the Czech Center invited Nová Síť, which is a networking agency also specialized in dance. We cooperated with Divadelní ústav and Institut umění. And we also showed some DVDs to British promoters so that we have a really international jury for the selection. And we were considering, in the most narrow sense, some 6-7 performances that were available at the time, so February. Obviously, we couldn't include all the things we liked.
You already mentioned Edinburgh is a very well-known and a very competitive festival. How much of a challenge do you think it will be for the Czech dance troupes to distinguish themselves among hundreds of other performers at the festival?
Yeah, it's thousands of other performers, so it's a huge, huge, huge challenge, especially for dance. What I would like to underline is that we selected a venue that is specialized in dance, so we know that all the Edinburgh audience interested in dance will go to this venue, so that's one good thing. And then the Czech Centre London is obviously supporting and organizing the showcase. It was our initiative, but it's also a huge investment from the dancers, a physical investment, because they are performing every day for 3 weeks. They have to set up the stage, they have to put the stage down, they have to be in the streets and promote their performances during the day. So there's basically no rest. It's like a boot camp. So I hope they'll be prepared for that. And I'm quite curious to see what will happen.
Of course, dance, as you said earlier, is a kind of an international medium. It doesn't need translation. And it's international in the sense of style as well. Do you think, though, that Czech modern dance groups are somehow unique? Do you think they are different from other European or international dance groups?
I think it really comes down to the individual performances from the dance group. So I don't see from my limited point of view, a dance group that would stand out as specifically Czech. There's, of course, La Puteka, which stands out in our context, but, you know, it is in the wider context of New Circus. From the ones we selected, I think Mirenka Čechová is interesting because she draws from this Czech tradition of mimes and pantomime, which is in a way quite Czech and not very well used by young people. And I think she has this quality, and I also think that's maybe why she is so successful in the United States, because she brings something very specific.
This is the second year that the Czech Center is having a dance showcase at Edinburgh Festival. How is this year different, and is it different? Are there improvements? Is it bigger? Is it smaller?
The first showcase was in 2008. It was 5 performances. Now we did it after 5 years. We have less performances, but on the other hand, we have much bigger PR. And what we want to achieve with this one is, of course, introduce Czech dance, which is the goal of Czech centers, you know, bring Czech culture abroad. But we really want to focus on gathering the media attention and have a good PR backing and really make sure that at least some contacts are firmly established and have some more practical results.
I know that the festival hasn't even started, but so far, do you think that this is a venture that you will want to continue maybe on a yearly basis?
Definitely not a yearly basis, no. It's a lot of investment for everybody involved. For the Czech Center, working in a small team and doing so many events, Edinburgh is like another job. So we can't do that, but we would like to do it on a biannual basis. That I think would be feasible and would also make sense, because then you can choose from a wider range of performances and really work on it.
And on a slightly different topic, you've been in charge of the Czech Center in London for 5 months, so almost half a year. How's it going so far? Are the goals that you set out for yourself in the beginning, are they working out? Have they changed?
Well, one of my goals was to do Edinburgh Fringe, and we're doing it now. So that goal was achieved. Now I'm questioning whether it was a reasonable goal because it was, being thrown in the cold water and realizing that maybe some of my assumptions were a little bit naive, that it's really not that much fun. So I'm very pleased with that. We have managed to set up a series of screenings in the Frontline Club documentary films, which I'm also quite proud of, and which were full. And we had a beautiful screening of Pevnost by Lukáš Kokeš and Klára Tasovská. It's a documentary about Moldova. And it was full of journalists and people who are writing about the country. So only British people. And these were the things I wanted to do. So we're happy with that. And the other goal of mine was to do something with young Czech fashion designers. And we're working on that. And it will happen during the London Fashion Week in 2014. It's starting to shape up as a more international project in cooperation with Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia, which is good because that allows us having a bigger space and making it maybe more interesting. So, yeah, things are good.
And if you can tell us, if it's not a big secret, once this fringe is over, once you've rested a little bit, what's the next project outside of the London Fashion Week next year?
Well, we still have a lot of projects for 2013 left. Every year we do a Made in Prague cultural season. And this year it will start in October, and the season will run for 2 months. And it will be a series of film screenings, fiction film and documentary films. We will also have a jazz series and a rock concert series. So that's new. We'll have some alternative rock bands coming to perform during the Czech autumn season. We're also talking to a local British initiative called Art in the Underground, who do screenings in abandoned stations of the London Underground. So we're thinking of having a series of short Czech films there as part of the Czech autumn season. So we're looking forward to that. And then for 2000, 14, it's the fashion, and also we're thinking of doing some interesting thing with the Dvořák anniversary, so sort of a merging of classical and electronic music. Hopefully that will work out as well.